And we just heard the opening strains of the band at the Pentagon. Some of the speakers we expect to hear today are Vice President Joe Biden and the Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. People are still gathering at the Pentagon. That ceremony is set to begin soon. As the ceremony starts shortly after, there will be another moment of silence in anticipation and honor of the observance of the time that American Airlines Flight 77 struck the Pentagon.
We welcome you to the Pentagon Observance Ceremony in remembrance of the 184 lost at the Pentagon and on American Airlines Flight 77 on September 11th, 2001. Please stand and welcome the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen.
You're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Right now, we are actually listening to the opening of the ceremony at the Pentagon in Virginia. Vice President Joe Biden is
Please
headed to the stage.
Please remain standing for the presentation of colors, the performance of the national anthem, and the invocation delivered by the United States Army Chief of Chaplains, Major General Donald Rutherford.
Also on the stage, we see Admiral Mike Mullen,
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Leon Panetta, the new Defense Secretary, having recently taken that position after being Director of the CIA, along with Vice President Joe Biden. And the colors are being carried to the stage now. The flags, of course, presentation of the colors is a long and very important tradition at military ceremonies. And this will be followed then by the national anthem.
Some of the other events expected at this ceremony, there will be a laying of wreaths and a performance of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That was the national anthem being performed at the Pentagon, where the ceremonies begin in honor of the September 11th attacks. On stage, Vice President Joe Biden, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, right now the Honor Guard, and presentation of the colors.
Let us pray. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, we are grateful that you have always sustained and protected our great nation. Our forefathers looked to you, their creator, when they declared our independence. Year after year and generation after generation, you have led and blessed America. Even on that dark day 10 years ago, you were with us in the midst of heartache and gloom of the time, with the light of freedom shining in our own hearts. We gather this day on this 10th anniversary to remember the people and events of September 11th. Remember those who have lost their lives on that morning, the families that mourn them with loss. Lord God, open our hearts today and every day to pay tribute to those who have died. that we remember to honor those who rendered aid with such courage and compassion. Remember those who served in the days that followed and now serve on the front lines of freedom. Lord, gather us in this moment today. We covet your presence. Remind us that truly you are our hope for years to come. We ask this and pray as always in your holy name. Amen.
And that was the U.S. Army Chief of Chaplains, Major General Donald Rutherford.
Please be seated. 10 years ago, at 9:37 a.m., the Pentagon was attacked. Please join us in observing a moment of silence to remember those who perished.
Moment of silent observed at the Pentagon ceremony for the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. It's approximately 9:37. We're honoring a moment of silence in observance of American Airlines Flight 77, which struck the Pentagon 10 years ago today.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Was blind.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Secretary, distinguished guests, and most especially families, friends, and loved ones of those killed near this spot on this day back in 2001. Good morning and welcome. Let me begin by offering, on behalf of the 2.2 million men and women who wear the uniform of the United States Armed Forces, by passing my deepest condolences to you for the loss you suffered and the grief you still endure. No music can assuage, no tongue can express, no prayer alone may dampen the yearning that must fire yet inside you. Lives ended in this
Admiral place. Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, speaking at the Pentagon ceremony in honor of the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Were tragically dashed. You come here, we all come here, to remember those hopes and to mourn and to honor. But the greatest honor we bestow, the finest tribute we pay, lies not in our gathering, it lies in our hearts, it lies in our deeds. It lies in the manner in which and the degree to which we have preserved the very ideals that others tried to kill when they killed innocent men, women, and children. I was struck by the words of a young woman who just wrote a letter to her dead father, firefighter killed at the World Trade Center. Dear Dad, she said, I still feel your presence. You are with me every day. You inspire me to live my life, to help others, and to be grateful for each moment. I don't know what the next 10 years will bring, but I do know that I have enough strength, wisdom, and support to take on anything. Tara Feinberg remains proud of her father, Alan, and of the sacrifice he made so that others need not. And she has committed herself to proving worthy of that sacrifice. Hers is truly the greatest monument, the most enduring memorial, as it is with all of you. You, the families, have shown the rest of us the way, quietly honoring the memory of your loved ones by how you live and what you do. It's in the children and grandchildren with major league dreams, the college degrees earned, the businesses started, the wedding celebrated, the charity given, and the love and the laughter shared. These are the things the terrorists could not eradicate. They could bring down
Chairman
the walls,
of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral
they could
Mike
not
Mullen.
Bring down America. They could kill our citizens, but they could not kill our citizenship. And in that spirit and with that pride, a whole new generation has been inspired to serve, many of them in uniform. Indeed, from this place of wrath and tears, America's military ventured forth as the long arm and clenched fist of an angry nation at war. And we have remained at war ever since, visiting upon our enemies the vengeance they were due and providing for the American people the common defense they demand. 2 million men and women have deployed to combat since 9/11, volunteers all. Some of them knew a colleague killed here. Some of them were but grade schoolers on that day. All of them have remained dedicated to making sure a day like that never happens again. They've done this with great skill and bravery, but they have also done it with a realization learned over time and at great cost that sometimes we defend best our national interests when we help others defend their own, and that sometimes in war it isn't the enemy lives you take that matter most, but rather the innocent lives you save. It's a lesson you have helped teach us. And when that war takes the lives of our troops, when it snuffs out the futures of so many bright young stars, we again look to your example. We wrap our arms around the families of our fallen the way you have wrapped yours around each other. The Scottish poet Thomas Campbell, in his poem Hallowed Ground, tells us that to live in hearts we leave behind is not to die. Today we stand on this hallowed ground to honor those who still live on in our hearts. But as we mark the end of this decade of war and remembrance, I hope we will also follow in Tara Feinberg's footsteps, heeding the better angels of our nature, never forgetting, being grateful for each moment, helping others, and most of all, living life and living it well. That is victory. Thank you.
That's Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen.